The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Here's a show you've all been waiting for. Let's be honest. Who Wears Pants? A comedy series that shows a lesbian's perspective within the LGBTQ community world. Hello, ladies and gentlewomen. Welcome to the first episode, Stereotypes. My name is DJ Gale, and I will be your host. This isn't your typical podcast, because stuff is about to get real. First, I want to mention, as being a lesbian, I have never seen more drama in my life other than lesbians. Can you only imagine how lesbian couples get when their periods are synced up during the time of the month? Men who have girlfriends might think they're going through it. I've seen those TikToks where girlfriends are hiding under the sheets in the bed and the boyfriends are scared to come in the room, crash the door open to throw candy on the bed, and runs away. Well, when it comes to lesbian couple, they'll be plotting each other's debts. Let's just say it's a big animalistic mess, probably breaking up with each other and making up every 5 seconds. But in the end, it'll all be forgotten because they're obsessed with each other. Don't even get me started on the U-Haul lesbians. I've had friends tell me that they're in love with their new girl after 2 days of meeting her. Even a couple hours of meeting her, in fact. I question, how can you be in love? They could even be a serial killer. You don't know her. If you both like the same music, or if she's really good in bed, it's meant to be, right? Sometime my lesbian friend finally contacted me 2 months later, saying she's finally left her new girlfriend's house for the first time. And she's telling me she's going to grab a U-Haul, go home to move all her stuff in with her new girlfriend. She might propose in a week, she says. U-Haul lesbians are crazy. Beware, lesbians. This is how you spot them. They might eventually start wearing your clothes and using your toothbrush. When they start doing that, run away immediately. But I can't complain. I'm a U-Haul lesbian too. I met my fiance about 5 months ago, never really left her side since the first day. We moved in together after a month, and I proposed barely after 4 months. But I'm obsessed with her, so it's okay, right? Is the stereotype of a U-Haul lesbian true for all lesbians? No. But I have noticed it happens a lot. Let's discuss other lesbian stereotypes. A lot of people ask if all lesbians hate men. Well, it's not exactly appealing to be a man's fantasy. I've had a lot of men who want to get in my pants ask if I wanted a threesome, because I'm a lesbian. Or trying to convince me, well, I haven't met the right man yet. Yet. Okay. Sorry. I just love a woman's body. I'm sure straight men can agree with me on this one. I don't hate all men, though. I love men who are generally just want to be my friend, although that's rare. All my guy friends are gay. In my opinion, there's just a lot more awesome and not boring. Another stereotype is that there's always a stud, a manly woman and a feminine woman in a lesbian relationship. And the majority reason behind this is because lesbian couples are just like straight couples. One wears the pants. I mean, lesbian couples are both into girls. There are some lesbian couples that are both feminine, and there are some lesbians that are both masculine. And yes, there are some lesbians with one masculine and one feminine. In my experience, the feminine lesbians are actually the ones who wear the pants more than the masculine women. Don't ask me why. It's not about masculinity when it comes to girls. It's about preference. A feminine woman does not pick a masculine woman because she looks like a man. I mean, she could just get a man. Recruiting straight girls is another stereotype. Many player lesbians are recognized as always wanting to turn a straight girl gay. And I never had a desire, and I don't understand why some lesbians do this. They're acting just like men who want to get with a lesbian. I mean, I understand making out with a straight woman when she's drunk, because there are a lot of straight girls who do this, mainly maybe because they're in the closet or just want to experiment. Is it true all lesbians have penis envy? Let me explain penis envy. It's not the type of envy you think it is. Penis envy is where a lesbian wishes she had a type of way to get her girl pregnant, or pretty much be feeling pleasure at the same time as her girlfriend does during sex. It does not make a lesbian trans. It's just pretty much wishing there is a lesbian way of doing the miracle works of the Bible. The next stereotype is a serious one I want to discuss. Are all lesbians lesbians because of bad experiences with men? Well, it is controversial. 1 out of 3 women are sexually assaulted or raped, and around half the lesbians have been sexually assaulted. It is believed that girls turn to girls because of this. However, I don't believe this is entirely true. From a young age, I've always known I've been attracted to girls long before any sexual assault happened. I mean, it is possible that some lesbians change because of trauma, but I believe it just adds to the hate of men rather than preference. Do lesbians ruin your life? Yes, straight up they do. No questions asked. Why is that? Well, most women might hate men, but women are 10 times worse. Girls are known to be more emotionally manipulative and also much more better in bed than men. It is true. Lesbians are girls, and they know everything about a woman's body. Well, okay, not all lesbians are good, because some people just straight up suck at sex, but that's human nature. Moving on. How to tell if a woman is gay 101. I really didn't see the point of doing this because, I mean, it's easy to tell if a person is into you. Wrong. I've had many of my friends come to me and literally say that their gaydar is terrible because they couldn't tell if a woman was just being friendly or flirting. This is very true that it is hard to tell if you don't know the tricks. Here are some typical example characteristics. Number 1. They're gay if they have short-kept nails. Before anything, I just want to say it is possible to pleasure a woman with long acrylic nails. My friends have told me that it was just fine, but that is all too scary for me. I guess you can be very careful by wearing gloves for protection or cotton balls in the gloves. I don't know. There are actually some that don't keep all of their nails long. Just most of them. Well, that's very obvious if there is a lesbian only 2 short nails, or there's some with all short on one hand and all long on the other. I think that's absurd and very obvious. Or they're just lesbians who are way too lazy to even keep them short, or they just don't cut them because they're single. You can't tell if someone is a lesbian based off of their nails. It's way too complicated to figure it out. Unless you have a conversation about it with them. Your nails are short. Are you gay? We'll simply answer the question. Also, I want to point out, if you're a lesbian and if you want to please your partner, please, please, please keep them short. It's the most safe and clean way to do so. You have no idea how much bacteria is under your nails. Why the long nails? I guess some lesbians just love their acrylics. I don't know. I'm not against long nails. I'm just saying, please, be safe and careful. Anyways, is a woman gay if she wears a flannel? No, but most lesbians do. Straight girls do sometimes as well. Yes, it can be more possible a woman wearing a flannel is gay, but you never know. You can't assume this. Other characteristics is to look out for is piercings, tattoo, eyebrow slit, maybe an undercut. Typical stereotype is described as an old redneck motorcyclist, but in lesbian form. How ironic. In all honesty, just looking for these stereotypes won't tell 100% if a woman is gay. The trick of a gaydar is to simply ask the question if she is gay. But that might be a little nerve-wracking. Maybe ask why she keeps her nails short, or only two of them short. That'll really get the conversation going.